From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Walking through the front door of your own home for the first time is a big deal. And for people who grew up as foster children, without a home, or in many different homes, the moment can be unforgettable. In Atlanta, a group is helping former foster kids learn how to manage their money and, in some cases, buy their own homes. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Katrina Lawson isn't quite over the novelty of living in her new house.
We're going to go upstairs and check out the scenery at the top of the palace.
To someone who lived in four foster homes before turning 18, this two-story brick house with its black shutters and white trim does seem like a palace. Last October, 24-year-old Lawson moved into this $200,000 house in Snellville, Georgia, with her 7-year-old daughter, Lorenzia. There's not a lot of furniture yet, but there's one thing Lawson has plenty of: color-coordinated towels.
I think every home should have towels, because you never know how many guests you'll have in your house at one time. You have to help somebody out and take someone in.
Lawson knows firsthand. When she was 7, she and her 3 siblings were taken away from their alcoholic mother. At one point, Lawson's biggest dream was just to have a room of her own someday. Now she has 4 bedrooms and 2.5 baths. Her house is in a fast-growing subdivision near Atlanta, about 30 minutes from her job as a sheriff's deputy.
It's an exciting experience to drive up and open your garage with your own garage door opener and just walk into your house.
Lawson is the first person in the country to buy her own home through a program designed for current and former foster care youth. It's one of 12 pilot projects nationwide, sponsored by the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative. The St. Louis-based program was designed to give foster kids the skills to manage their money and to build assets. Tyronda Minter directs the Atlanta Project. She says that for the 400 young people who age out of foster care in Georgia each year, financial stability is an alien concept.
Many of them coming in with no guidance and who have not even thought about what it means to be able to get a dollar and save it, because for them, it's about getting it and spending it.
And usually they're spending it just to survive. Nationally, only about half of foster children get a high school degree. 84% become parents before their 21st birthday, and half are unemployed. Nearly a quarter are homeless. Minter says that in the Atlanta program, foster kids as young as 14 can attend money management courses, and mentors offer advice on financial issues,
such as home ownership, such as starting a business, investing your money.
They also get something called an individual development account, where every dollar saved for college or an apartment is matched by a dollar from the program. Money saved to start a business is matched 3-to-1. If it's for a house, the match is 4-to-1. Katrina Lawson was about to be evicted from her apartment in February of 2002 when she first heard about the program. She got an emergency grant to pay the rent and then began putting $25 a month into her account. When Lawson closed on her house 4 months ago, she had saved $1,000 from her deputy's salary and from a second job at a local hospital. Coupled with the $4,000 nest egg in her individual development account, she had enough for the down payment. Now, when Lawson stands at the island in her eat-in kitchen, sorting through her utility bills and mortgage papers, she's proud of how she's managed her finances.
Compared to maybe the average homeowner, they go get all these credit cards and buy furniture. No, I ain't doing that. I ain't gonna put myself in debt. I got 30 years. I can buy a piece of furniture once a year.
So can Anita Alston.
Hi.
Hello.
Come in.
23-year-old Alston is the second person to buy a home through the program. She's come a long way from being abandoned at birth in a Baltimore hospital.
This is my other bedroom. I'm going to turn this into an office.
Alston, who works for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, closed on this $134,000 house in October. She moved in November 2nd. Now there's room for her 5 siblings to visit and lots of quiet time to study for her grad school exams. There's even a sort of rural retreat out back.
A pond where there's actual fish back here. So in the summertime, I plan to do some cookouts. And
this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a little place for me and my future family.
That's the main goal of the program, getting more foster care youth to actually believe they can create a stable, peaceful home for themselves. Rachel Jones, NPR News.